说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, welcome to Chinese Pod. I'm Jason.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
And today we have an intermediate lesson about what?
今天我们有点不舒服。
Okay, so we're not comfortable?
对，不舒服。
不舒服, so fourth tone, first tone, neutral tone.
对。
And that actually means to not feel good, right? Like when you're sick.
是的,就是可能生病了。
Okay, so you've got a sickness, you're ill, you've fallen ill, and you don't feel good.
对。那今天我们的对话呢?里面有一个女孩,她不舒服。我们可以听听她哪里不舒服?
Okay, so yeah, we can hear about her symptoms and hear what's going on with her.
好,我们现在就来听对话。
你怎么了?哪里不舒服?
我头疼,喉咙也疼,我感冒了。
你吃药了吗?
我吃了,但是没用。
我这里有很多感冒药，中药西药都有，我给你一些吧。
太谢谢你了。
Jason, 我觉得今天的 intermediate 中级课程很简单哦。
Yeah, I like this lesson actually because it's good to have a varying degree of difficulty with some of our lesson levels, right? And this is like a pretty simple, straightforward intermediate lesson, I think.
是的。那我们先来看对话开始，就是这两个人可能是朋友或者同事。
Yeah, they're chatting, they're talking together about what's going on.
对。
And so the guy, maybe he sees something's going on with this girl, or maybe he likes her or something, I don't know. But he looks at her and he says,
你怎么了?你怎么了?
So what's wrong?
对。
Right? Or what's the matter with you, kind of? Like, when you ask somebody this, 你怎么了? You clearly can see that something is wrong, right?
是的。
Okay.
就是可能他不舒服 physically, 或者就是 emotionally, 他看起来好像怪怪的, a bit off.
Yeah, they look a little strange that day, and you're like, hey, what's going on? What happened?
对。你怎么了?你怎么了?哪里不舒服?哪里不舒服?
Okay, so that's literally where uncomfortable.
对。
So it's nice and straightforward. Where do you feel uncomfortable? So what part of your body do you feel sick in?
是的。那通常我们看到一个人比如他好像 physically in pain.
Yeah.
然后就会问这句话。
你哪里不舒服? Like maybe, oh, like right here on my side or my head or something, right?
对。
And that's what this girl says.
对。这个女孩说,我头疼,喉咙也疼。头疼,喉咙。也疼。
Okay, so the word that repeated there, I heard twice, was 疼, right?
对。
And that means to hurt.
是的,疼, T-E-N-G, 第二声,意思就是这种 pain,
ache.
对。那我们这里听到的是两种疼,对吧? Two types of pain.
Yeah, and the first one was the, you know,
头疼。头疼。
So headache, just like in English, you have this 疼 meaning ache and the head, right?
对。
So headache, 头疼。
是的,头疼。然后喉咙也疼。喉咙也疼。
So something also hurts, and that's your 喉咙。
对,喉咙两个第二声。那如果大家看得懂汉字,
Yeah, so if you can read Chinese,
你就会看到喉咙这两个字都有这个口 mouth radical.
Okay, so you know when you see this character, this word, these two characters, it has to do something with the mouth or that area, right?
对。
Or else it wouldn't have two mouth radicals, right?
是的，所以喉咙就是你的 throat.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a throat ache or my throat hurts. I have a sore throat, right?
对。那这里呢,他说喉咙也疼。喉咙也疼。
Okay, so in English we have a lot of these blah 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 aches. So is there any other examples in Chinese that also use this 疼 at the end to mean some sort of ache or pain?
有啊,比如说牙疼,牙疼。
牙疼, so that's your tooth, right?
对。
So a toothache.
然后还有肚子疼。
Oh. 肚子疼。
嗯，肚子疼。
My stomach hurts.
对。
Maybe after you've eaten some very like, risky food or something on the street, and then your 肚子疼。Your stomach hurts.
是的。好，那这个女孩呢，她头疼，喉咙也疼，因为她感冒了。我感冒了。
Okay, so she has a cold, right? She got a cold, she caught a cold.
对。那么感冒，第三声和第四声，感冒。意思就是 to have a cold.
Yeah, okay, so it's a verb here, right? So I got a cold, I caught a cold.
对，感冒也可以是一个动词在中文里面。
Okay. All right, well then why is there a le at the end there?
啊，我感冒了。那这个 le 呢，就是说你现在感冒。You've already...caught a cold.
Yeah, you've obtained it. The getting of the cold is over.
是的。
Right? So it's a change of state from not being in a cold state to having a cold.
是的。
Okay.
我感冒了。
So it's not past tense as in, I have no longer have the cold. It means that now you do have the cold, actually.
对。
Okay. All right. What if I don't want to add this le and I just say, 我感冒。
不行。
Okay, so you definitely have to add the le.
嗯，对，我感冒了。其实大家也可以就是把它当做一个 set phrase.
Yeah.
感冒了。
我感冒了, right? I have a cold.
对，感冒了。
他感冒了。
嗯。
Okay.
好，那如果感冒了，我们要吃药。所以这个男同事就问他，你吃药了吗？你吃药了吗？
Did you eat?Any medicine? What if she drank the medicine? Can you still say 吃药？
啊，这个词中文很有意思啊。我们先来看这个名词 noun， 药，药。
Okay, so that's medicine, right?
对，第四声药。
And that's any kind of medicine.
嗯，没错。但是在中文里面呢，我们说吃药，吃药。
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to...Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now.To register for your access to over 4,000 lessons, get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
So, literally, to eat medicine.
对。
But you don't necessarily chew it up and swallow it like food, right?
嗯，不是，不是。但我们觉得就是你会放到嘴里。
Okay, so something, as long as you put it in your mouth, it's kind of like eating. It's kind of like this process similar to eating, right?
对。
Okay.
所以就是吃药。
Okay, so did you take medicine, right? You can't literally, I'm actually guilty of accidentally saying or translating sometimes, like, did you eat? You start thinking like in this Chinese mode, right? I'm thinking about the word 吃 in my head, but it's in English, the best way to think of it is to take medicine, right?
对,吃药。那,其实就是这样的一个搭配 collocation 吃药，不要用其他的动词。Don't try to use other verbs here.
Okay, good. So they just they stick together, right? They're a collocation. Okay.
好，那这个女孩说：“我吃了，我吃了，但是没用，但是没用。”
So in the translation here, we have something like yes or I did, right?
对。
And this is that thing that happens in Chinese where you repeat the verb in order to answer the question, right? To affirm, 你吃药了吗？
嗯。
我吃了。So I ate it.
对。
Or
所以,
I took it.
没错。在这个问题和回答里都有了。吃药了吗？然后我吃了。
Okay, so it's a completed action. I already did that. It happened before.
没错。
Okay.
但是, but...
But
没用
Oh, that's too bad.
嗯
Clearly, right? If she's sitting there looking terrible, I mean, I guess the medicine isn't working.
对 So it doesn't work 就是没用没用
To have no use or it's useless, it's not working, right? That kind of thing.
对就是这个意思
Okay.
嗯吃了但是没用好那这个男同事啊又说我这里有很多感冒药我这里有很多感冒药。
Okay, so that literally is I hear to have a lot of 感冒药。
嗯。
So we're taking two words from the previous part of the dialogue, putting them together to make a new word,
对
which is literally cold medicine.
是的，感冒药，感冒药。
And this guy actually has all kinds of cold medicine, right?
他是干嘛的？
He's very well-equipped.
Prescription drug dealer.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got what you need.
我这里有很多感冒药。
Many kinds. I have a lot of it, right? Yeah, he's really prepared.
而且中药、西药都有。中药、西药都有。
Oh, so clearly this is, he has central medicine and western medicine, right, Jenny?
Central medicine.
This 中, of course, does not literally mean center or middle, but it's for what?
就是中国的药。
So Chinese medicine.
哎，你们说的 TCM.
Yep, traditional Chinese medicine, right?
对，这个我们叫中药。
Okay, so you can take out the 国, you don't have to say 中国。
啊，不用不用，中药。然后 Western medicine 就是西药，西药。
Okay, so Western medicine, easy enough, right?
对，
都有 So all of these I have, right?
是的诶那 Jason 在中国我们说中药啊不一定是那种 herbs you have to boil
Scorpion's tail
不一定就是很多中药也是一个 pill
A pill, okay
对对
So that just means that this medicine comes from the tradition of Chinese medicine
对的
Right? And from this way of thinking, this way of
这种 ingredients
Okay
好中药西药都有我给你一些吧我给你一些吧
So literally, I give you some 吧 right? Making a suggestion
是的好那这个女孩呢她说哦，太谢谢你了太谢谢你了
So literally, thank you too much But of course, she doesn't mean that she is thanking him too much more overboard or something like that, right? She's saying it just means thank you so much
对就是这个意思太谢谢你了那大家应该都知道就是太 adjective 了比如说太好了太贵了
Yeah, it's usually an adjective, right?
对
That's what we learned before, what's going on?
可是在这里呢我们也可以把谢谢你放在中间
Okay, so sometimes you can actually put a verb in the middle of this thing in the middle of this structure and here it's thank you, literally, right?
对所以这个太谢谢你了也很常用
Thank you so much. 太谢谢你了。
对，太谢谢你了。
Well, let me ask you, Jenny, can you put another verb in there as an example for us?
我太爱你了。
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jenny. I love you too much, right?
对，我刚有这个 epiphany, Jason. 我太爱你了。
Oh, boy.
好，那我们再来听一次对话。今天的对话很简单，我觉得大家应该都学会了。之后我们来聊聊中国吃药的文化好吗、
The culture of Chinese medicine.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What
are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are
you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you
doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are中药西药都有，我给你一些吧。
太谢谢你了。
All right, Jenny, I have a question for you. If you are sick and you have these symptoms like a sore throat and a headache, what do you do?
如果我感冒了，头疼，喉咙疼，我一般就是会吃一些中药，但是就是那种 pills。
Okay, so there's a special pill, a Chinese medicine pill that you take?
对,然后还有那种 powder, 就是你是甜甜的,但它也是中药的 ingredients, powder, 然后你放水,然后就喝下去。
Does it bubble up like Alka-Seltzer?
没有,没有,没有那么 exciting.
How does it taste?
Non-frizzy, 就是有点像可乐。
It's like Coke?
对,但是是热的。
It's warm, warm Coke?
其实蛮好喝的。
Maybe I can try it just for fun.
可以可以
I feel like a lot of the Chinese medicine that I've run into has a very special smell to it. It's really strong smelling, right?
苦 bitter.
Yeah, and very bitter. Yeah. It's definitely not something we're used to doing, but I think people can give it a shot. Maybe it'll work for them.
是的，但是希望你不用吃，因为不吃药就是没病嘛，对吧？
That's right. So if you're not taking any medicine, that means you're not sick, which of course is the best condition to be in.
对，好，那今天我们的课就到这儿。如果有什么问题呢，都欢迎你到 ChinesePod.com 来问我们。
好，再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
1688.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1688 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1688.